Hi, thank you for holding, Cameron. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You know, it's a Friday, so that's always good news.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes. And I see you've been in business for a year already. Congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Well, it's been going great.
That's good. And what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get your new clients?
Oh, it's just really been like word of mouth, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I want to make sure I'm looking at your correct. First of all, let me ask, do you have a website? You do.
Yes, I do.
Just looked it up. Okay, perfect. Because I saw two CPAC construction companies. So I wasn't sure which website was yours. Were you aware that there was another company somewhat similar? Oh, the other company is in Massachusetts, though. So there's a big difference. Okay. There we go. I got a little bit confused. Perfect. And you have a pretty nice website. Did you do this yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Good job. Now, when it comes to our company as well, we do a little bit we do things differently than other companies. So what we do is we provide exclusive listings. So we only work with one company in the area that does what you do. As soon as we start working with you as well, we close out the category. So since this position did open up today, we're looking to close it today, and these are calls that are going to go directly to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we do is first page placement. So you get approximately 15 keywords, which are services that you do offer. So when somebody in your area searches one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. It's going to be right mm-hmm. there where that local map section is. Do you know what area I'm talking about?
On Google? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Were you typing?
Uh-huh, exactly. So that's exactly where we're going to put your business. 9 out of 10 people use Google when they look up a service, which I'm sure you use Google all the time. I know I do. And 90% of the people that go on Google, they pick a company that's on the first page of Google. So I'm sure you could see how that could bring in more business for you, right?
Yep.
Then we also do Yahoo, Bing. We do voice recognition with Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. And then we also do Facebook ads. Now, we have seen great returns when it comes to the Facebook ads. Do you have an account with Facebook by any chance?
I do.
Perfect. So the way that it works is somewhat similar as Google. So you get those keyword services that you offer. Somebody searches one of those keywords. Let's say they see your business, but they don't call you. And then they later go on Facebook. There's going to be an ad that pops up for your business where they're going to be able to click to call it directly. So this is all target marketing as well. You're going to be able to target certain, locations, ages, income levels. So all of this is going to be included in your service. No matter how many calls you receive, no matter how many jobs you get, it's all going to be included on the monthly service. And it's a flat rate of $249 per month. You have a one-time setup fee to get all of your programming set up of $99. So your initial investment today is $348. And then after that, it's just $249 a month. Okay? Now, do you have any questions for me?
Is it something that I have to, I have to sign, something that says, because, I mean, obviously I'm fine to do it and see how it goes, but is it something that I have to continue to do for, a certain amount of time, or is there, an opt-out at a certain point, or kind of where am I at with that?
Sure. Okay. So let me kind of explain to you the timeline, and then I'll go over a little bit more in detail. So this is the timeline. For when you sign up, it takes approximately 3 days. You're going to meet with the account mm-hmm. management team. It's over the phone. They're going to go more into detail about your business info. It's going to take 5 to 7 days to get your dashboard up and running. That's going to track everything to show you the results. It's going to be an app for you. It's going to take 7 to 14 days to see those Facebook ads up and running. Now, for the first page placement for your business, it's going to take approximately 30 to 45 days. Google does need to mail you out a verification PIN. They need to verify you're a legitimate business. After that, we're just going to be maintaining your first page placement as well as maintaining your ads. Now, when it comes to canceling, you can cancel at any time. We just ask that you cancel 3 days before your next billing date. But we're going to be bringing you in jobs. You're not going to want to cancel.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, but, you know, to give you peace of mind, yes. And all of this is going to be done during the voice verification that we do before we charge your card. And all of this is going to be in writing that we're going to send to you right away as well. So it's not just something that I'm letting you know. It's, you're going to get verification on this. So let me make sure I have all of your information. I'm going to get basic info for you. I'm going to set up the time for the account management team to give you a call. We'll get payment, and we'll email you and text you everything out, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me take a look here. Let's see. For first name Cameron, I have C-A-M-E-R-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what is your last name?
Ernest. E-A.
Ernest. Okay.
E-A-R-S-T.
E-A-R-S-T?
N-E-S-T.
Oh, thank you. I missed, I didn't hear that. I was like, I thought you said Ernest. And what is your email address?
It is Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, dot Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, 0820. 1995 at outlook.com.
Did you say yahoo.com?
Outlook.
Outlook, okay. That's a lot of numbers on your email address.
Yeah, I got tired of it. For me, it was already taken.
Oh, no. I hate when that happens. Now, this phone number that we're talking on right now, the one that ends in 9439, is this going to be the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, for the company name, this is the way I have it exactly. If you want to add or take anything away, let me know. I have CPAC space construction.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I need a physical address where Google is going to mail out that verification pin. And it's up to you if you want it to be shown on your Google business profile. So, what address are you going to want to, put down for that?
4128 Locust Circle, L-O-C-U-S-T, Southwest, Covington, Georgia, 30014.
Perfect. Now, are you going to want to hide this address for your client?
I know. I'm fine to have it on there.
Okay, you're fine. All right, perfect. Now, let me take a look here. Now, do you, for authorized users on the account, you are going to be on there, obviously. Is there anybody else that you want to put as an authorized user?
Not at this time.
Okay. Now, for keywords, I'm going to get a little bit, when you meet with the account management team, they'll go more into detail on what words are searched for most in your area. But what type of services do you offer?
I do basically everything general contracting. I do flooring, roofing, drywall, paint, trim, carpentry work, cabinets. Pretty much everything, I guess. Electrical, plumbing.
Okay. I'm going to repeat them to you because I know I missed one. I put flooring, roofing, drywall, painting, trim, carpentry work, electrical, plumbing.
Cabinets,
okay. And then I'm going to put down general contractor as well because that's a term that means a lot of things. So that's perfect on that end. All right. Now, for your availability for the account management team to call out, they call you between an hour window. The call is anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many questions you have. We have some availability today. We have more availability on Monday and Tuesday. Is there a particular date and time that works best for you?
Monday probably works better, Monday morning.
Okay. So the earliest that I have for you is between 10 to 11 a.m.
That'll work perfect.
Okay. I'm going to I'm going to email you out a Google invite when we're done on the phone as well. So I have you down for Monday between 10 and 11 a.m. Now, we are getting you a Google business profile. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then the Facebook account that you have, is it a business account or is it personal?
No, it's a business account.
Okay. Do you have the URL by any chance on you, or can you have it by Monday?
Let me see if I can go ahead and get it to you.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message as well, so you can just respond to the text message, and I can get it that way. It makes it easier.
On here, how would I get to it?
So the way that I know, if you're on a phone, you go on your main Facebook page and then there's like a URL at the top where it's like the search bar. All you have to do is, copy it and then, you know, obviously just text it back. If you have issues though, it's not a problem. The account management team can help you out on, Monday with that. There's no issues.
Trying to figure it out, but I'm having trouble.
It's okay. I'm going to put it in the notes that they'll help you on Monday. You're not the only person that has trouble with this, by the way. I don't have Facebook, so I don't know how difficult it is. But a lot of people have issues with it, so I would assume you're not alone on this one, okay?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I don't know. At the top,
okay.
There's just like a... And if I hit that, it just pops up like notification.
Yeah, don't worry about it then. I'll have them help you on Monday. Now let's see here. You have a website already. Okay. Let's see here. Now these options, so this option is included in the price. So there's no extra price on this. It's up to you if you want it. It's a call tracking feature where we're going to provide you a phone number. Your clients would call that phone number, but it'll still go directly to the whatever number you want it to go to. The reason why people choose to go with a call tracking app is that all calls are tracked. They're also recorded, and there is like a little voice verification, but when they call, they'll be like, thank you for calling CPAC Construction. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. And it kind of, it reduces spam calls. It is an option that you can add on to it. Would you like to have the call tracking feature?
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay. And then the app, it's also included. I'm going to put it on there for you, so you'll be able to track everything on the app. There's also a review tracker on there where you can see all your reviews and respond to them. Now, specific target areas. You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I do counties, Gwinnett, Fulton, Newton, Walton, Morgan, Oconee, Butts. Trying to think of some more counties.
I need to make sure I get the spelling right on these. Give me a second. The first one that you said, is it Gwinnett, like the name? Let me look here.
Yeah.
Okay, let me... I always make sure I look them up as well. Okay, got the spelling on that one. So, Gwinnett... County, and then the next one you said was Fulton County, correct?
Yep.
Okay. You know what? Let me just ask you, how do you spell Fulton?
F-U-L-T-O-N.
Okay. Just the way it sounds. And then Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the next one you said was Walton. Is that W-A-L-T-I-N?
T-O-N.
T-O-N, perfect. And then I got down Morgan County, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Yep.
Okay, and then I do need the spelling for the next one. Elkhony, I think you said, or something like that?
Elkhony. Yes. Let me see. O-C-O-N-E-E.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then Butts County, is it B-U-T-T-S or just one T?
T-T.
Okay. All right. Any other counties?
No, that's going to be it.
All right. And if you do need to add any more, that's fine. Sorry, go ahead.
Actually, add Henry and Rockdale. Sorry.
No, no, that's fine. Henry, like the name, H-E-N-R-Y.
Yep.
And then what was the last one? I'm sorry.
Rockdale. R-O-C-K-D-A-L-E.
Perfect. All right. So, again, if you need to add any on Monday, we can always do that for you. Or even if it's in the future, you need to add any, we can always add and take away as need be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for your hours of operation, what days and hours should I put down?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
And are you closed on weekends?
I am closed on weekends.
Okay. All right, that's perfect. Now, the car that you're going to use, does it have your name or the business name?
The business name.
Okay. Let's put that down. All right, and for the billing, is it going to be the same address that you gave me of the 4128?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and I am ready whenever you are.
And it's 3-something today, right?
It's going to be 348. I'm actually going to do the voice verification before I charge your card, but it's going to be 348 today.
Okay. It's 4309.
Mm-hmm.
2601-0190-1585.
You said it was 19... Sorry, I'm going to repeat this number to make sure I got it correct. 4309-2601-0190-1585?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what is the expiration?
527.
Okay, and then the security code?
915.
Okay, now I am going to ask you to pick a security question. Every time that we call you, we're going to ask you this security question. That's how you're going to know that it's us that's giving you a call, not some random company trying to take money from you. So you can pick three questions: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
Stockbridge. STOCKBRIDGE.
Okay, let me make sure I got that correct. No, I know I got something wrong. I understood C-T-O-C-K?
No, S-T-O-C-K, Stock Bridge.
Stocks Bridge, right?
No, just Stock. S-T-O-C-K.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry, I got that wrong. Okay.
No, it's kind of hard to understand somebody what somebody's saying over the phone sometimes.
Exactly. That's why many times you have to say P as in Paul, D as in dog.
Yeah.
Okay, got that down.
It probably doesn't help too much.
It's okay. We're in the United States. We're all different here. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, especially when you go, so I've never really been to the East Coast, but I've heard of that, you know, Boston accent, and then you go to the South, and then you have something completely different, and then over here in California, the way we sound as well, so,
yeah,
we're
we
all
have,
different.
We always have a, where I live in Covington, we have, I guess that show, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's on Netflix called Vampire Diaries or whatever.
Yes, I am familiar with it.
It was filmed in Covington, so we always get a bunch of people that come over there, and it's like a bunch of tour, I guess people just come to visit there, I don't know why, but. So
it was a big show.
You're from country. All right. Yeah. Where are y'all from? Like somewhere far away, and I'm like, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, I actually watched that show when I was younger. I rewatched it just recently as well.
You know about everybody? Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it. I liked the beginning of it, but then I started not liking it after. But I think it's normal for most shows. In the beginning, they start really well, and then it's like. They keep kind of prolonging the show, and it's kind of like it's time to end it already. Okay, I'm gonna go into the voice verification with you as well. So it's give me 1 second while I get this done real quick. We're almost done as well.
No,
okay, so let me get into the voice verification here. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and this is an added form of protection for you. So we're going to send everything in writing for you as well with your invoice. So I'm going to walk you through this. If you have any questions or you want me to clear something up as well, please stop me so I can make sure to do that for you. Okay?
All right.
All right, so welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
CPAC Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cameron Ernest, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we're providing you that security question that we're always going to verify as well, so you know that we are calling, not some other company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, the calls are going to come from an 877 number. I did text you over my contact. That's our office number, so that's going to be the number we'll call you from. My direct extension is there as well, so you can reach me. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on today's date, which is 8/11, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th. Of every month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month's service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So now you're going to be receiving a few text messages and a few emails as well. It's going to be the invoice, the terms and conditions, which I'll go over with you as well. The Google Business Profile, all of that's going to be sent over to you also, so you can start the process on it. So let me get to that page real quick. We have a, we're literally about to be done too. All right. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes to send out, so I'm still waiting. That's the thing with technology. It's sometimes quick. It's sometimes not so quick. Sometimes one wants to work with you, and sometimes it doesn't.
No, I understand. That's how it all goes.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be smart, and sometimes you wonder how smart it really is.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. You should be, let me check to see if, I think it got sent. Yes, it did. Perfect. So I'm going to send you another text message right now with the link so you can open up the terms and conditions. It's going to go over exactly what we went over right now as well. And let me know when you can open that up.
I got it open.
Perfect. So these are the terms and conditions. It's going over exactly what I did mention we're going to do for you. We're going to do that Google business profile for you, get you on the first page of Google, directory submissions with Yahoo and Bing, Facebook ads that we're going to take care of for you. If you scroll down more, there goes the breakdown of the payment, exactly what you're going to be charged as well. You also have a seasonal hold, which means that if you get really busy with work, you can always pause your service. Just please contact us so we can pause it for you to set it back up. You don't need to pay no setup fee on that either, so just communicate with us. To cancel, it also lets you know right there you can cancel 3 days before. Well, I mean, you can cancel whenever, but we just ask 3 days before your billing date. The only thing I need you to do is just click on the I Certify box, and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then just confirm the signature.
All right, I did that, and it says username and password.
Oh, perfect. You're a lot quicker than most of the people I deal with. Okay, so the username and password is going to be your dashboard. That's going to be set up within 5 to 7 days. We're pretty much done here. I'm going to email you out that Google invite for the call you'll receive on Monday between 10 to 11. Now, do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so. All sounds pretty good to me. I'm hoping that it'll start generating some more business.
Exactly. We're going to definitely do that for you. And when you're ready to take on more business as well, please give me a call, because there is many other things we can do for your business, but this is going to get your foot in the door to get some cash coming through, okay?
Awesome.
Perfect. You have my info. Any questions or concerns, please call me directly. I'll be here to answer them for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right.